So how's your holiday shopping going? For folks who want to give the gift of fitness, it can be hard to find anything under $100.
Ah, that's where personal trainer Fairfax Hackley comes in. He's got steps on how to do it in today's Best Body Report. Hello, Fairfax Hackley.
Hello, folks.
So we all know it's really tough to buy regular holiday gifts, but it's really tough to find fitness gifts for under $100. Why?
Well, there's so many choices and, you know, it's all personal. And we have the best intentions when we want to go out and buy these gifts for ourselves or other people. But we really need to ask ourselves the question, what are the goals that people want that we want to try to buy something for? And then we need to look at things like where are they going to use it and when.
Okay, so how do you maximize these purchases?
Well, one of the things that, you know, I like to do is look at user friendliness, ease of use, look at quality. Durability, how long are these things going to last? You know, do you have to replace the parts? And then look to see whether or not, you know, this is really going to be pertinent to your fitness goals.
Okay, so if you had a list for fitness purchases under $100, what would be on it?
Well, the first thing I would do would get a heart rate monitor because it's really important. Remember, what gets measured gets done. Second thing I would get would be a pedometer. It would measure your activity, how far you're moving each day. The third thing that I would get would be a timer with an alarm because I can test my intervals. I can see how long I'm working out. And then I would begin to think about things like instructional DVDs, a jump rope, you know, cross out that $100,000 anti-gravity treadmill we talked about last week.
Well, what else is on? What if Fairfax Hackley was going to receive a gift for the holidays, what would you want?
Well, Sean, you and I talked about this earlier, about $100,000 worth of personal training.
That's true.
With me, yeah. And, you know, what was the name of that guy that just won the lottery? I need his contact information.
There you go.
But, you know, besides the PT sessions, you know, one of the things that, big things is, get people good quality socks. This time of year, everyone needs socks. So, you know, upgrade the socks, spend a little bit more money doing that, and then you really give them a great Christmas gift idea.
What about some of those little things like the squeezy balls or, you know, those wrist builders, those little tiny items that people use to build specific muscles?
Well, I like those things. Remember, do not put a dumbbell in the Christmas stocking. Okay? it's a dead giveaway. Also, a lot of these squeezy things end up being played with by children or your pet. So if you find them outside and you're looking for them, you're going crazy. You know, that's where they are.
All right. Best Body with Fairfax Hackley. And then we joke about more expensive items. But you're going to talk about something a little higher priced next week, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going over $100. And we're going to talk about things like fitness excursions, going mountain climbing, skiing.
Ooh.
We're going to talk about theme-based fitness. So, you know, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better watch out and exercise because Santa Claus is really coming to town.
Woo! Thank you. Fairfax Hackley with your Best Body Report.